Chapter 109 On the Blank Page. Each day is a blank page, if you choose to read it in that way. And on the blank page, much can be written. And much has been written. Can I say that? And if I did, would it resemble in some way an oxymoron? A playful thing rife with contradiction, like reality TV. Agree to disagree. A deafening silence. Or sweet sorrow. Or even the music industry. In any case, much has been written on the blank page, and the challenge it provides. The stakes set, the gun loaded, the gauntlet thrown down, but also there is potential frustration there on the blank page, daunting and demoralizing for those suffering writer's cramp or cerebral constipation. Dealing with the blank page could be like leaping off mountaintop wearing nothing but homemade wings. Pushing out on the surface of a shark-infested sea to catch the wind with the sail of your pathetic little paper boat. The page is not threatening in the physical sense of the word, at least, as the cliff or a storm at sea are, but threatening all the same. So, on the blank page, you begin to write. What else can you do? The first teetering steps. Often looking back, perhaps. Or else you dive headlong into whatever it is you have conjured up. Whatever creature you have led into the house. Diving headfirst must be a don in itself. Or heart first. Hoping all the while that something good will come of a leap of faith, that somehow you could end up in an appealing place. But what are the chances of that? Either way, I am well on the way to filling this blank page with rambling thoughts and scribble, such as it is, which appears to be the limit of my capabilities at this point in place and time. To get back to the story, I was receiving postcards from a friend recently made and soon to leave, postcards from afar, from whence he had gone. To the other side of the world, in fact, from London to be specific. These postcards, brief, as sketchy as they were, with a few words and no illustrations, still managed to evoke pleasing illusions of exciting dimension and type. I mean to say, why write in plain language when you can be abstract? Why live in a town you know when you can live in one you don't? Why mix with people you have already met when you can meet people you haven't met yet? Why play familiar tunes when you can assemble fresh, unheard ones, perhaps with a novel ensemble, and write songs with ridiculous titles like Absurd Overcoat, Hothead, or Candy Hymn? At the same time, I was receiving messages and missives from afar, postcards and cardboard sleeves containing intriguing tracks, etched in vinyl, with cut-and-paste labels slapped haphazardly on. Lucky guy, you may think, and you would not be wrong.